He's not even speaker of his own house, but he does okay for us.
The shootout in the Belmont Corral.
Joe Thomas, weekday mornings on the free Seville 107.5 smartphone app.
Newsmakers line burning up this morning. Joining us, one of the leaders of the Republican Study Committee Budget and Spending Task Force, also been on the program for years. I still fight the urge to call him delegate, but he is Congressman Ben Klein of Virginia's 6th Congressional District, where the weather is unfortunately a little bit worse this morning. Ben, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, it's always swampy up here in the swamp, yeah. But it's good to be with you, Joe, and we're fighting a good fight up here while our friends down in Richmond fight the good fight down there.
So talk about this chairmanship. You're going to chair the Republican Study Committee's Budget and Spending Task Force. Gee, you think there's a problem with that in Washington right now? Here we are. I posted a podcast yesterday of a conversation with me and the listeners on the debt ceiling reached. And I said, with all the rhetoric getting so deep, it's the only safe place up on the debt ceiling. So what is it, the nickel plan? Have we increased to the dime plan? What are you guys looking at?
Well, unlike Richmond, where they balance the budget every year, Washington continues to spend, not just your tax dollars, but the tax dollars of our kids, grandkids yet to be born, future generations, $31 trillion in debt. We're starting to look like Greece. And, people say that not raising the debt ceiling to just go along with it would create havoc in the markets. If we keep spending at the rate we're spending, you ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to market havoc. So we've got to take some action. But the Republican Study Committee is the largest caucus in the Republican Conference. It's about 175 of the 225 of us. And so we are the more conservative bent. But we have the numbers to really dictate where the caucus goes. And every year, the Republican Study Committee puts out a balanced budget down to the dollar. And it shows where we have to cut and where we have to save and what we have to do to actually get this budget in balance. And it takes a couple years. It takes more than a few. It takes about 7 right now. But because of this excessive spending, inflation is so high that the interest on the debt is growing as a percentage of the overall budget, and it's crowding out more popular programs. Not just the popular programs that are mandatory spending, like Social Security and Medicare, which are under pressure, but discretionary programs, anything that the Congress does related to our national defense. So we've got a national security issue as well. We need to get our budget in balance, and that's what I'm tackling here this spring.
I'm going to play you a clip from the weekend that just made me laugh so much. Congressman Ben Klein is on with us.
We should have a clean lift of the debt ceiling because the 14th Amendment to the Constitution says nobody should question the creditworthiness of the United States. This is about whether the U.S. pays our credit card or not. And I don't think anyone should flirt with not paying the U.S.'s credit card, which
so it made me laugh that the same people who want to continue to spend on these programs that don't do anything, or at very least, if I send a dollar to Washington, 25 cents comes back, is talking about the full faith and credit. I read the 14th Amendment on the air, Ben. It says, yeah, you shouldn't question it, but I think it's being questioned from the inside, not the outside.
That's very true, and those who like to say we should just go ahead and rubber stamp all of the debt that's been accumulated on all of the spending that the Democrats have approved, they just want cover for their past bad acts. And we're not going to give it to them without having some agreement going forward that we're not going to keep doing this. The person you played on the tape sounded a lot like Tim Kaine. I don't know if it was.
It was, yeah. Good deal. Name that senator.
Tim Kaine knows you don't give a credit card to your kids, and then once they run up the bill, just respond by increasing their spending limits and letting them continue to have the credit card. You've got to impose some fiscal restraint and some limits on what they can spend. You don't just raise the limit on what they can charge.
And so we've seen this movie before. The Congress says we're not raising the debt ceiling, get concessions on spending caps and cuts. What is the first salvo of this? Are we talking about was it Rand Paul had the nickel plan where you take a nickel off of every dollar in the budget and make it 95 cents and start there until we get it back to where I think the national debt now is bigger than GDP, Ben. I mean, that's a place no American family wants to be, although, you know, sadly, a lot of us are with inflation. What is the plan that you guys are working from right now?
Well, what we have to do is approach it from several different angles. One is with a budget resolution. You know, the president his budget is going to be due in Congress in about a week and a half, and something tells me it's not going to be on time. Never has been.
Shocked.
But once that happens, we will actually look at discretionary spending. Look at the mandatory spending programs. In the past, we have looked at things like a sequester where you ratchet down discretionary spending. That ended up saving about $1 trillion before it was abandoned by Democrats who wanted to just spend more. Mm-hmm. And Republicans are complicit in this too, because we want to spend more on defense. And we've got to tell everybody, you know, you're not going to get as much defense spending as you want. You're not going to get as much discretionary spending as you want on all your other programs. And we're in a good place right now. We have an opportunity because Democrats do control the Senate, and we have the chance for a bipartisan agreement that can last and get past the White House. That's going to require us all to have an agreement that for the long term make sure that we have the programs in place for the long term, like Social Security and Medicare. They have to keep going for future generations. Democrats are destroying them by making them insolvent in 10 years mm-hmm. with all their spending. If we don't, you know, act on preserving and protecting these programs for future generations, they'll be gone by the time my kids are eligible.
Well, yeah, we're visiting with the chair of the new Republican Study Committee Budget and Spending Task Force. He's Virginia 6th District Congressman Ben Klein, and somebody I take great comfort in being in the chair of such a thing. Ben, you know, when a business, especially one that deals with union contracts, and maybe the citizens can be viewed as the union membership in this business of the United States, when they reach a place like this, concessions have to be made all around. Can we get the management, and I say that in air quotes, the bureaucrats in Washington, to agree to a 20% pay cut in order to keep the business operating the way a car manufacturer or an electronics manufacturer might say, well, all of our executives are going to take a 50% pay cut. But, and I'm not even trying to be brutal. I know it's expensive to live in Northern Virginia. But, you know, even start there with some of these folks and say, listen, can we just trim the bureau? Yeah, because the Pentagon is no different than the Department of Education. In my mind, they just all have the same suit instead of all wearing different clothes. It's just a D.C. bureaucracy right now. Can we get at least the leadership of these bureaucracies to cut their salaries?
No, the bureaucracies will never agree to cut their own funding or trim their own sales. But what we have to be are the responsible ones who say not only do you have to cut your budget or eliminate your program, but it's a lot cheaper to operate your bureaucracy out of Topeka, Kansas, instead of Washington. You just said Washington, D.C. is one of the most expensive places to live. But Topeka is cheaper. So maybe if we move your agency out there and you can decide as a bureaucrat whether you want to relocate to Topeka.
That's interesting.
If you don't, you know, you can go find another job and then we'll just zero out your job. And we're all happy. So that's kind of attitude we've got to take. It's got to be green eye shades all around, and we'll get the budget balanced and our fiscal ship of state back on track.
Last one for you, Ben Klein, but not last time, I think, on this. What is the timeline going forward here on this? Because certainly they're fundraising on the crazy Republicans putting our full faith and credit, blah, 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 when selling our debt to China and sticking the rest of it in the Social Security Trust Fund wasn't bad enough in the full faith and credit world. What is the timeline on this?
So we're going to be passing a budget resolution in the spring in the House. The Senate won't do anything. Then the House will pass appropriations bills over the summer that move us in the right direction. The Senate won't pass anything. And then, you know, in terms of the debt ceiling, if we can tackle it in the spring and get concessions, and actually that will help us move in the right direction, that's great. If not, and it gets kicked for several months because we have to make it part of overall budget conversations, we can do that as well into the fall. But it's going to be a busy year, not just in state politics, but up here in Washington as well. So look forward to continuing to be on the show and reporting back.
Please, thank you so much for taking this chair as well. Congressman Ben Klein, chair of the new Republican Study Committee Budget and Spending Task Force, on top of it all. Thank you, sir, and you have a good morning.
Thanks, Joe. You too.
Ever feel like the feds just raided your home office and took everything into evidence?
My lawyers have not.
You still have us.
Suggested I ask what documents they were.
WCHV.
There's nothing to stow.